This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Since today is Valentine's Day, I thought I'd read to you about two couples who were celebrating 50 years of marriage in 1953, which means they were married 118 years ago. The story of their golden anniversary celebrations was in the Roseau Times region of April 16, 1953. Here is the article. 100 years of married life were celebrated in two golden weddings by Badger folks last weekend, as hundreds of relatives and other friends gathered to pay homage to the popular couples. High point of interest in their lives was the birth of 18 children and many grandchildren. Observing their 50th anniversary on Sunday were Mr. and Mrs. Carl Rood. Celebrating Monday evening were Mr. and Mrs. Jelmer Wellen. The Roods were married in Sacred Heart and came to Badger 14 years later. Mr. Rood had been a blacksmith since the age of 17 and carried his new trade to Badger, where he set up shop. With the exception of 3 years when he farmed, he continued his blacksmithing at Badger until last fall, when he sold out to Vernon Peterson. Still very young at 74 years apiece, Mr. and Mrs. Rood were host Sunday to many friends and relatives. After church services at Our Redeemer's Church, the honored couple were escorted to Christie's Cafe, where they were served a chicken dinner. They held open house at their home that afternoon, and the ladies' aid served. They received a beautiful wedding cake and many nice gifts and cards. One gift was a gilt tree hung with quarters and dimes covered with gilt. The Roods bought a home in Badger 8 years ago and have lived there since, while Mr. Rood continued his blacksmithing. 7 children are born to Mr. and Mrs. Rood and are all living. This was in 1953, of course. They are Chester, on a farm near Badger, Emmanuel, who is farming near Thief River Falls, Earl, who is in Anchorage, Alaska, O'Neill, in Badger, Ethlyn, Mrs. Morris Cedarholm, Duxby, Audrey, Mrs. John Trangsrud, Badger, and Eleanor, Mrs. Rudy Holt, of Roseau. All the children except Earl were home for the occasion. The Roods are retired now and plan to just take it easy. Monday night, Jelmer Wellens were honored at a large gathering in Roseland Church. The hall was decorated for the occasion, and the family seated at a large table. Reverend V.G. Mostrom was master of ceremonies. Reverend Ricken spoke and praised Jelmer's energy and public spirit, and members of the family also gave tributes. Many friends joined in the congratulations. Jelmer came to Roseau County 57 years ago and walked from Grand Forks. He outlined his efforts to reach the school he had contracted to teach in Moose and told a thrilling history of the county as it was then. He also outlined the efforts to build his church and told how he had gone into the woods to cut timbers for it. His wife came to the country with her mother on a hay rack. They got a ride with the present county commissioner, Edward Erickson, and settled in Ross. Mr. and Mrs. Wellen were married in the log school building, which then served as a church, by Reverend Sundahl. 2 of their children were later baptized and confirmed in that same school by Reverend Sundahl. Their marriage in 1903 took place only about a mile and a half from the site of their golden wedding, and in the meantime, Jelmer has been extremely active in community and county affairs. His wife has been very active too, raising and caring for the 11 children that blessed their union and still live. The newlyweds settled on the farm at first and then moved to Badger, where they lived from 1914 to 1924, while Jelmer carried the mail and ran the farmer's store there. Then they moved back to the farm where they have lived since. Among Jelmer's active accomplishments are the following: charter member of the REA board, secretary for the first 8 years, and president the last 2 years, proponent of REA before the present one got started. He was a member of the school board in District 38 for over 30 years and president. He was a member of the Roseau County School Officers Association for many years and president for 17 years. As such, he was a delegate to the state meeting each year, and upon dissolution of District 38, he was voted a plaque in honor of his long service. He was also treasurer of the RCSOA. He was secretary of the Roseau River Flood Control Association for 20 years, and later secretary and president of the Equity Elevator Association when it was in Greenbush and Badger. He is Secretary Treasurer of the Farmers Union Credit Union, Assessor for 10 years in the Township, Clerk for 15 years, Justice of the Peace also, and had the honor of marrying two couples. Jalmer taught school in the county for 6 years, and several of his first pupils were at the Golden Wedding. While mailman, he often covered his 33 miles on foot in bad weather. He confided that there wasn't a foot of road in Roseau County when he came here. Both Mr. and Mrs. are spry and full of life. Jalmer does much of the work on his 480-acre farm in addition to being so civically active. Despite their extreme activity, their lives have revolved much around their 11 children, who are all living and who, except for a few, were at the Golden Wedding. Their children are Arnold and Faribault, Jesse, Scobie, Montana, Lewis at Garrison, North Dakota, Harry, farming near Salo, George, who has a farm near his father's, Roy at home, Lloyd, International Falls, Kenneth at home, Thelma, Mrs. Oscar Rindy and Moose, and Ruby, Mrs. Walter Hookey, Badger, and Luella, Mrs. Mohagan, Grafton. The honored guests received many beautiful presents as well as a cash offering from their many well-wishers. Pictures of both the Roods and Wellens appeared in the next issue of the Times Region. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.